There's a saying that it is insane to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. To what extent is that true? In what sense is that? So it can be useful in this connection to think about the result in question and how activity relates to it. What are some abstractions that can be formed here? So one sort of repetition is one such that does not lead to any cumulative results. It has to start from scratch and it just has to be repeated. An obvious example could be breathing. One could say perhaps that, or not perhaps, one can certainly say that breathing enables the cumulative result of life and living, but it just has to, the same thing has to be repeated and it doesn't seem to add up to anything, at least if we focus in on that process of breathing. I take one breath, then I need to take another breath and another breath and another breath. An example of where the activity is cumulative and can lead to something could be something like filling up a bottle of water. Here, time matters. If I fill it up for 1 second, that's one quantity, 2 seconds, a little greater quantity, and so forth and so on, until hopefully, if that's what I'm looking for, the bottle is filled. And we see that more sophisticated examples can be thought up, or more complicated examples. So, for example, something like looking for some sort of temporary titillation, some sort of high from artificial substances or even from life at large, it may typically not lead anywhere. It's just like the breaths, albeit not necessarily necessary and constructive. For example, I really want to feel good, so I keep eating chocolate chip cookies. I eat one and it feels good in the moment, but then I need another one to feel good, and then another one and another one until I'm full and perhaps I have a stomachache and now I don't feel good. I eat some sort of substance I feel like I need to get by. I take a hit, I feel good temporarily, then I feel bad and I need another such stimulation, and so forth and so on. Here, there's no cumulative result, at least the constructive one, right? Once I eat the 10 chocolate chip cookies, I'm going to be rich. Probably not, unless it's in some other arbitrary context. I'm getting paid for it or something like that. A result of cumulative activity, or an example, excuse me, of cumulative activity could be I'm building a house brick by brick and it comes together and I build the house. Simpler example, I'm building a puzzle. Piece by piece, it comes together and I have a complete puzzle. I can hang it up and appreciate it. And the initial question was, is it crazy to do the same thing over and over again and expect different results? So, seemingly obvious point would be it depends on the activity. There are some activities that demand precisely doing the same thing over and over again, and the end result will be different, but it will be eventually. And other activities are not helped by doing something over and over again. So let's try to look at some more examples. Something like, say I want to finish a 500 page book. I have to then do the same thing over and over and over again, 500 times, right? 499, and then the 500th would be the last page, and finish that page. So 499 flips, maybe 500, whatever it is, right around 500 times. I have to do the same thing in order to get the result of finishing the book. Now, if we get particular enough, it's different because each page, hopefully, has different text. But as it concerns flipping a page, I have to do the same thing. So here, the advice would be null and void. Somebody says, you want to finish this book, and you just keep flipping these pages. You've already flipped 350 pages, and you still haven't finished the book. What makes you think that if you keep flipping, you're going to finish the book? Well, because there's a finish, and I have to keep flipping another 150 or 149, whatever it is, times to reach that finish after 350 times. So here, that advice will be bad. But let's say that I'm doing something such as I say that I want to finish the book, right? But the activity that I engage in purported connection with such an object, is not, would not logically permit me finishing the book. So for example, I go to read the book and I immediately drift off to sleep after the first line or two. I say I want to finish the book, but I keep for some reason rereading the same line each and every time. So here I could ask myself, let's say that I could live for 1,000 years. And if for 1,000 years straight, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, I opened up this book and I immediately fell asleep, or I'm here stuck on page one, on the first line of page one, and that's all that I'm doing, and I just kept rereading that line for 1,000 years straight, would I ever get to the last page of the book? The answer is no. I can know ahead of time that that is the answer. And there, that advice would certainly seem to apply, meaning it is insane to do the same thing and expect different results, because here, the way I'm going about it is not progressive. It cannot possibly, it cannot logically lead to the result that I'm after. Taking another example, say that I want to get a better physique than the one that I now have, as I judge it. So here, it takes time, right? It takes hard and smart work, or sufficiently such hard and smart work, in order to affect the physical change that I'm after. I have to pay the dues again and again and again and again and again, weeks, months, and ultimately years, if really I'm about it. So if somebody were to interrupt me in the middle of the process of me losing weight, gaining muscle, improving my cardiovascular capacities, someone were to interrupt me and say, hey, pal, you keep doing the same thing. You're showing up to the gym again and again, and you don't have your dream physique, right? You should stop showing up to the gym. You've already, just like turning the pages of the book, you've already been here 50 times. And look, you still don't exactly have the world's greatest physique. Right here, the way we're presently painting the picture, that would be the same thing as with the book. Incorrect reasoning, right? Because I have to pay those dues and I have to do it again and again. Where it would be correct would be if I'm doing workouts of a type such that cannot possibly lead me to a better physique. So for example, if my workout consists out of moving my hand to and from the bag of junk food, I'm working out one rep, two reps, three reps, I can think logically, right? If I do this again for 1,000 years, right? 50,000 years, whatever, will it ever lead me to lose, say I want to lose 50 pounds? Will it ever lead me to do that? Will it ever lead me to get muscular? And the answer is no. I can know that ahead of time. But if I'm doing it, just like with the book, reading the same line over and over again, falling asleep as soon as I start reading. However, if my workouts are smart, they're not completely insane, right? They make some kind of dent, then the argument or the claim that it's insane to do the same thing over and over again does not apply. Thus far, the abstractions that we seem to be pointed in the direction of would have it that the key is, as it concerns repetition and evaluating its worth, its usefulness, would be the nature of the goal, and also the question of whether the repetition can conceivably lead to, or an accumulation of the repetitions can conceivably lead to, the results that we are after. So my goal is to drive in 50 miles north, right? I have to again and again keep driving, however we would parse that up, maybe 1 minute at a time. If somebody says, you know, you've already been driving for 10 minutes and you're not there, well, it's insane to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Stop driving. Faulty reasoning. I know that if I keep putting the pedal to the metal, I don't stop, and there's no issues with the vehicle and nothing else comes up, I keep moving. I have to eventually get to my destination. Again, rolling out whatever would make it impossible. I have to. It's a logical necessity. Now, if, however, my goal is to get 50 miles north, but I'm going south, then that's correct. I'm doing the same thing over and over again and moving away from my objective, and then it's correct. Stop doing what you're doing. Change course. So applying some of these abstractions to life at large, the same ideas would seem to hold, right? I have to clarify, what do I want to be? What do I want to do? Where do I want to be in life? In what sort of repetitions? What sort of temporal, meaning time, activity need I engage in order to conceivably get there? And if the nature of my activity at present is such that it cannot possibly lead me to where I want to go, well, then it isn't sane to keep doing what I'm doing. But if it is of a nature that can lead me to where I want to go, then it is not insane to keep doing what I'm doing. Then I precisely need to keep doing what I'm doing again and again and again until the job gets done. Just like with the book, flipping those pages again and again and again and again until the job gets done. So again, concerning the larger sphere that can be called life, some good goals to have would concern my development, right? My psychological development, my moral development, my relationships with other people, my maturity, my mental maturity, all of that, right? So I can take an average day of mine and I can think about the activities of which it is comprised, from sunrise to sunset, or whenever I get up and whenever I'm active. What is it that I'm usually doing? What are my common desires? What am I pursuing on the day-to-day? And then I can reason and think, if I were to repeat this for a really extended period of time, let's say that I'm lucky enough to have another 10 years to live, 20 years to live, 30 years to live, 100 years to live perhaps. If I keep repeating this, right, to make it extreme, I can say if I did this for 1,000 years, right? Although, maybe no need, right? Take a reasonable frame of time. If I kept repeating this, what's going to happen? What can logically happen? Right, so let's say that I never, on principle, do anything to further my mental maturity. I don't read anything. I don't listen to anything. I don't have any thoughts. Nothing like that. If that keeps going for another 50 years, will I mentally mature? No. Right? So it's insane to keep repeating the same thing over and over again here and expect different results. Right, let's say that I do absolutely nothing to improve the relationships that I have with those close to me, with my family, with my friends, with my neighbors, with my children if I have any, with my spouse if I have one, and all of that. If I keep repeating that again and again and again, will anything change, even with decades worth of time? No, it can't. Where's the logical opening for it to change, at least vis-a-vis my own efforts? There's no such opening, it seems. So it's insane to keep doing that same thing and expect different results. On the contrary, let's say that on a typical basis, I'm doing something to improve my physical health. I'm doing something to improve my moral and psychological health and development. Right? I'm thinking critically about my life. I'm trying to face myself. I'm trying to face my falsehood and my self-centeredness. I'm trying to serve others without leading it back to myself. I'm trying to pursue the truth best as I can in any and all applicable arenas. They can be simpler or more sophisticated, doesn't matter, to the best of my own personal ability. I try to do good unto others. I try to will the good of others. I can think to myself, if I keep doing this for another 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, can I get to where I want to be as a human being in life? Sure, right? If I'm doing the correct activity, if it's genuine, then it follows that eventually a dent will be made and I will improve. My character will improve. I'll become a better person, hopefully in a genuine way, not just in my mind, as a matter of self-images. So again, as it concerns the initial advice, it is insane to do the same thing over and over again and expect to get different results. It depends, as was mentioned, on what the objective is and what the activity is that purportedly is in relation to that objective. If it is an objective that requires an accumulation of activity, unlike something like breathing, which again is just the continual repetition and doesn't accumulate and lead up to anything, but if it's something that if the objective is predicated on that accumulation of activity, then I need to step back from my activity, or I may want to, and ask myself, can logically this activity lead to the objective? If the answer is no, it is insane to keep doing the same thing over and over again. I open up the book and I keep reading the same line. Unless I stop doing that and read the next line, I'll never get to the end of the book. Right? However, if the answer is yes, if it's smart activity, right, I'm actually reading the page to use that example, then it is not insane. In fact, it is absolutely necessary to keep doing the quote-unquote same thing, because in a different sense, it might not be the same thing, right? It's a new page, it's a new day, it's a new activity, but the same sort of thing again and again until I get to where I want to go. So, you can think about it. Thank you for listening.